Hello?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio,
bro,
and...
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yeah.
real, bro? I thought she was a robot. Why were you talking so robot-y?
Oh, I don't know. I guess that's just how I sound when I talk. But so, does
no,
anyone in your household...
No.
Alright. So, does anyone in your
household
work
what?
For... Well, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Any. Wait,
mm-hmm.
Say that again.
For sure. So, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yeah, why?
Well, I'm kind of based on
that.
Oh, no, I'm asking you if, like, if they work in one of those categories.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Right, thank you. So, just to show up representing everybody, may I ask your race?
What?
May I ask your race?
Oh, black.
Black, all right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
Age, I'm 19.
19, all right, thank you. So, I know it's still, like, a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or are you not going to vote?
I'm for sure going to vote.
All right. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
I'm extremely motivated to vote.
All right. So thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Bro, I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied?
Hell yeah.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I mean, I just really don't. I don't fuck with him, to be honest.
All right. So would you say you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Bro, that's a robot question, bro.
All right.
Why you gotta ask it like that?
Well, it's kind of just a question. So, I said like
yeah,
do you approve
know,
or disapprove?
Like,
mhm.
Yeah, bro. Nah, bro. But I was like, I don't fuck with Biden really, and you was like. So would you say you disapprove or approve?
No, I said it. Do you think you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Oh, I somewhat disapprove.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards certain people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means you don't like these people, 100 means you do like these people, and a 50 is neutral. So, the first organization is the Republican Party.
They're tough, yeah.
All right. So, if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 100, where do you think you would rate them?
A steep 81.
All right. What about Tammy Baldwin? Yeah, and if you've never heard of these people or have no opinion, you can also mention that.
Tammy Baldwin, she just
mm-hmm.
like a... I don't know. She's 22.
All right. 22?
Out of 100.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Ooh, I do not like that bitch.
So a zero?
I'd give her a zero, yeah.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
He's just an old dude, you know, at the end of the day.
So how would you rate him?
I'd give him about a 55 out of 100.
All right.
He's low-key, I did.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
But Donald Trump will go 1,000 out of 100.
All right.
Maybe
what about
2,000 out of 100? That dude got shot, bro. Like, you telling me if you get shot at work, you're coming back to work?
All right.
No.
So what about J.D. Vance?
That's a robot question. Why are you asking me robot questions? We were having a convo and now you're going into this.
Well, kind of like the survey. Well, I mean, kind of like for the survey, the job is to not get sidetracked.
Oh, it's a survey?
Mm-hmm, it's a survey. Mm-hmm.
Did you get
a prize? So what about J.D. Vance?
He's a dog, for sure. He gets like an 89, 90.
All right. What about Project 2025?
Project X? You know that movie?
What movie?
Project X.
I do not, unfortunately.
That is an unfortunate. I'm going to need you to go on Hulu or Amazon Prime tonight. And I'm going to need you to watch Project X. But what was your question?
What is your opinion about Project 2025?
Was that 2025, like the year?
Mm-hmm. Project 2025.
Or like this is their 25th. This is their 25th project.
No, Project 2025 is the year. So, 2025.
It seems suspicious, for sure.
All right. Well, it is a project Donald Trump is gonna implement if he does win. So.
Oh. Really?
How would you rate it?
Suspicious, that's how I rate it.
So would you say no opinion then?
No, that's my opinion. It's suspicious.
Alright, well, I don't know if you remember correctly, but the kind of this part is to rate it on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means that you don't like this, a 100 means that you do like this, and a 50 is neutral. There's not really any categories for that suspicious.
Bro, but think about it, bro. If I think it's suspicious, bro, what would you think of something that's suspicious?
I wouldn't know. I believe that's why we're asking you.
But now I'm asking you.
All right. What about the Democratic Party?
Nope.
So would that be a zero, then?
Nope, I did not. That's a zero. All
right. So I know it's a long way.
Maybe even a negative 100.
All right.
The Democratic Party. Liberals.
All right. Sure. I know it's still like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Probably Trump or Kanye.
Trump. All right. So now I'm going to read you just some reasons.
Or
that others...
Kanye. Or Kanye. If Kanye runs, he can be voted for.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just some reasons that others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. And if you could please rate each statement on a scale.
Hey, they're not about Trump. I don't want to hear it. Like.
Oh, these statements are about Trump.
They're about Trump, I don't want to hear it, buddy.
All right. Are you sure? It's just like four. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's just four short, like, statements. Are you sure you don't want to hear them?
No. I don't.
All right. All right. Well, then we're sorry, but...
Actually...
Mm-hmm?
Did I hear them?
Oh, all right. So, for this one, if you could rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how much of a convincing reason it is to vote for in the 2024 presidential elections... And so zero means that this is not at all a convincing reason to go vote in the 2024 presidential elections. Five, if it's somewhat convincing.
I get it.
So the first statement is, all women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that. You don't want me to finish it? You don't want me to finish it?
On Trump.
Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary...
You don't got
We need gun reform now to make our community safer, but Trump's policies would only make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA.
Zero.
Are you sure you don't want to finish the statements?
I do not.
Completely sure? You don't want to hear the rest?
I've heard enough.
All right.
I've heard enough.
Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees.
Nope. Hey, buddy. This is zero. This is zero.
Zero? All right. So, for who would you vote for, then, kind of based on hearing those statements I just read? So, based on the statements I did just read, for who would you vote for the presidential election?
Kanye, Trump.
Trump, all right. So, could you please rate your level of motivation?
Hold up, bro. Why you keep doing that?
Do what?
I'm saying Kanye or Trump, and you're going, so Trump. Why are you doing that?
Right, because as of right now, the only people registered to vote for presidential elections is Donald Trump and not Kanye West. So, based on...
He is, bro. He literally ran in 2020.
Right, but this is 2024. So once again, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections on a scale of 0 to 10?
Is Dana White going to be on the ballot?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you know if Dana White's running? Is Dana White running?
As of right now, the people I know who are running are Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Jill Stein, Cornel West, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm not sure if anybody else is, but I know those people are for
sure. What race is Cornel West?
Let me check. Cornel West.
It's real. For real.
All right. To be completely honest, I'm not really sure.
Find out, yo.
I mean, if you don't know it, no worries. And no, actually, I can't really kind of tell you because that would kind of ruin the point. Because the whole point is if you know these people or if you don't. So, once again, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale of 0 to 10?
Hey. I feel like I've already answered this question.
No, yeah, you did. That's why I said once again.
Why do you get?
Well, we're asking again because, like, based on the statements, that could kind of change your opinion. And if it doesn't, that's totally cool. But we still just want to know, just in case. So that's
bro,
why.
I already gave you my answer.
All right. Well, what do you
mean? I just wasted 14 minutes of your life, and you just wasted 14 minutes of my life. No, I gotta go.
Alright. Oh my god.